By the way, shout out to lovely Hannah, just crushing.
Hannah 1.
Hannah 1 is still forever Hannah 1 and probably Hannah 2 now. Now that Hannah 2 is kind of
Hannah 2's internship ended.
Yeah, she's out. So Hannah 1 and 2, she earns both her numbers today because she helped with some of these script right here.
She did the whole script. She did so the script. We'll see what this is.
We're going in blind. All okay, right.
So
if you weren't prepared.
Let's go.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Name, Image, Likeness podcast, the podcast dedicated to covering the NIL world. I'm Wheeler.
And I'm Chrissy, and we serve on the NIL team at VictoryFi. VictoryFi offers NIL software built by our team. Our software monitors NIL compliance and provides educational materials to athletes and athletic programs. And we have a student athlete platform to help those athletes monetize their NIL called Nilly. Our framework platform partners with athletic departments to teach student athletes how to navigate the NIL world and how to manage money earned. And our Nilly.io platform is the easiest way to NIL. It allows student athletes to build their own custom merchandise. So you can go to either NILLIE.io or frameworknil.com to check out those platforms.
Well done, Chrissy. Well done.
Thank you. Well, I guess first, do you want to talk about how much you dislike Yale?
Yeah. So it's not, that's not even, okay, you just kind of put me on the spot here. I don't dislike Yale. That Turkish gentleman was on fire. And our boys just didn't show up. You know, madness came and Auburn just lost in a very kind of, I almost wish we'd lost by 10. Mm-hmm. Losing by 2 to Yale is almost like they had you, like they beat you even though you could have beat them and you didn't come back against Yale. That's probably more frustrating than like everybody on their team just went lights out and, you know, they just hit everything. So that was unfortunate. Thanks. I actually finally got over that.
Well, I had to bring it up again. But also, speaking of March Madness, I was actually out, you know, jogging, listening to Planet Money as I do, and they did a story about the Dartmouth men's basketball team unionizing. And I thought that was really interesting because I know we've touched on it plenty of times in the podcast, and we're really looking, you know, through an NIL lens, and they dug in pretty deep in terms of actually like the labor market, and it was really, really neat. So if you haven't listened to that, check that out. I think it came out last week.
I haven't. And Planet Money usually does a good job.
Yeah. I was like, what is this?
I'm super intrigued.
It's very good.
Was it kind of pro their movement or was it just kind of neutral?
It was neutral. It was just explaining why they wanted to unionize. And so actually they did not actually interview any of the athletes for this podcast episode, but they quoted some athletes who had been interviewed for something else. And those athletes were basically explaining why they wanted to unionize. But then they were also weighing the benefit of – they were discussing, which another piece that I thought was nice that they were really kind of like weighing heavily on. They went back and talked about that NIL roundtable that we covered. And again, we are so focused on the NIL piece and compensating the athletes that way, not necessarily paying them as employees of the school. That is a piece of all of this, but that's not everything. The most interesting thing was that they pulled pieces of testimony from others who were there. Again, we were focused on people we knew that spoke because we've touched, you know, we know some people in the NIL world. But they were pulling from people I hadn't heard of before, and they were also specifically reading some of the testimony or comments from admins at lesser schools that programs, they have no earning sports at all. And so they were saying, we cannot pay these athletes. If we pay them like employees, we're going to have to start cutting like scholarship dollars. It was a good episode.
Yeah. So it really showed both sides of the story. Yeah. That's the argument we've heard is that there's a lot of schools that can't afford, especially if you want to keep all your, something's got to give, you know, you just can't have it all.
So it was good. But anyway, so we'll tune in. Into that. Yeah, very good.
Yeah. And if you celebrate Easter, happy late Easter. We had a dang good time.
Yes. Too much fun.
Yes.
Great time.
Margaritas pair
Easter
well with
margaritas.
Easter.
Yes.
Yeah. It was 83 in Savannah. We actually got so lucky. Obviously, we talked about St. Patrick's Day pretty recently. And then, you know, we had like a little cold front come through with the rain. And then, boom, back to just perfect weather. Over the weekend, played a little golf, ate a lot of really good ham, mac and cheese. It's very similar to Thanksgiving.
Yes.
In a lot of ways.
Just no stuffing. I wish there was stuffing.
Can't have it all. But, like, something's got to give.
It was so good. Okay, but now that we've chitter-chattered, should we get into the news and facts? We don't have a main segment today. We're going hard. You and I have been so busy. We've got a lot going on at Victory Fi right now. So we're just hitting the news and facts. We're going to do our nillies, but should we hop on in?
News and facts. Last week, the transfer portal frenzy took the college sports world by storm. On the first day alone, a staggering 448 athletes joined the transfer portal, marking the largest influx since its inception in 2018. While much of the attention has centered around basketball, one football player's decision sparked widespread speculation. Caden Proctor, the highly touted offensive tackle, made headlines by repeatedly changing his commitment from Iowa to Alabama, back to Iowa, and now back to Alabama. Social media erupted with accusations of Proctor taking advantage of NIL deals, leaving Iowa in the lurch.
I love her vocabulary.
Yeah, that's so much more sophisticated than me. In the lurch. However, Brad Heinrichs, CEO of Iowa's NIL Collective, shed light on the situation. The money given to Proctor requires him to fulfill certain obligations, such as charity work and marketing for businesses. He's only received a fraction of the funds that he was promised, or that they agreed upon. Heinrichs assures that contracts are designed to void when an athlete leaves, thanks to legal measures. Great job, lawyers there. So before jumping to conclusions, let's just all remember, not all contracts are the same, and collectives are evolving to prevent such scenarios.
Oh my gosh, she even put in a lesson.
Yes.
Wow, Hannah, this is great. No, but truly, number one, I don't blame him. Take the money you can get. If you can go, you have a number of strong programs to pick from, do it. And the collective is so right. It's not like they're just straight up paying him. But if he has the opportunity to earn more money somewhere, it's just like anyone who is applying for a job, right?
Totally.
If you have the opportunity to earn more one place, why would you not consider that?
Yeah. Well, of course, you're going for the education and the you know, college sports of it all, right?
But I would say
these are amateurs.
Two state schools. These are very similar.
Yes, they are. They are. I'm just obviously playing, you know, devil's advocate here.
Yes.
What would you be surprised if he transfers after next year? I mean, he's like, we already had, you know, as Hannah reported, record 448 different athletes already joined the transfer portal.
I'd be surprised if he left them in the lurch.
Would he leave Alabama in the lurch? Sabanless in the lurch. It could happen.
Wait, I thought he ended at Iowa.
No, he went back to Alabama. From Iowa to Alabama, back to Iowa, now back to Alabama, leaving Iowa.
Don't leave us.
In the lurch.
Don't leave. Oh. I would not be surprised. No, there's no allegiance, which is also kind of sad, but, you know.
C'est la vie.
C'est la vie. Okay, let's see what she's got coming up next. In the midst of college sports, there's a growing trend of NIL-focused tampering in the transfer portal. She's focused on this transfer.
She loves it.
With players often entering already aware of their next destination. Auburn, despite a disappointing end to their season, hasn't rushed to snatch players from the portal. As Coach Bruce Pearl emphasizes, ethical recruiting practices over exploiting legal loopholes.
I don't even get it. What, he's saying good things here.
I'm saying Bruce saying, Pearl cheats.
I'm saying that Nate Oates is unethical.
Pearl discusses the challenges posed by NIL, the transfer portal, and media eligibility, highlighting the need for a balanced approach. Auburn's engagement with the portal has been strategic, with Pearl and his staff actively evaluating potential recruits. While Auburn has seen some departures, including guard KD Johnson, they're focusing on incoming freshmen and decisions by key players like Johnny Broom and Dylan Cardwell. Despite the tumultuous landscape, Auburn aims to maintain its appeal to players through a strong sense of community and loyalty to the school. Hannah, please.
Well done. Well done. Hey, any positive spin on Auburn? Thank you. She knew that Yale burn was coming. So I see your Yale burn, and I raise you with an Auburn.
She just offered you like a peace offering.
Yeah, it was. I gave her jelly beans for Easter, and I think she just gave it back to me.
She was bribed. But it is, I feel like this time of year, like that's all we're going to be talking about is like the transfer portal and kind of what's going on there. So interesting.
Honestly, as an Auburn fan, that kind of scares me just seeing the success Alabama has, and they are truly committed to the transfer portal. They're not trying to raise people through the program anymore. They are just plucking people out. And as you know, as we all know, they're in the Final Four. So, you know, finding the best players out there and bring them into your program as older, that's the trend that people are going towards, especially with NIL dollars. So seeing that Bruce Pearl and Auburn is kind of focusing on the other side of things is something to follow.
But are they?
Well, I don't know, but something to follow. All right. Recently, the EDO's Women's Sports TV Outcomes Report has highlighted a substantial increase in television advertisements during women's sports games, indicating their efficiency has doubled year over year. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Live sports broadcasts, particularly featuring women's sports like WNBA and tennis, have proven highly effective in driving consumer engagement with advertised brands, leading to increased online searches and future sales. Advertisers are recognizing the growing potential of women's sports to achieve their business objectives and are tapping into this platform accordingly. Tennis programs such as the Women's U.S. Open and Wimbledon lead in ad engagement, outpacing average primetime and cable performances.
Okay, so what is what's the message?
And the message, as we all come together and learn, brands across various sectors, including sportswear giants like Nike and Adidas, are capitalizing on this trend, leveraging athletic endorsements to enhance consumer engagement and brand awareness, as seen with basketball star Caitlin Clark's collaboration with State Farm.
Nice. So we're just seeing a lot more interest in women's sports.
Totally.
Which is pretty cool. And it's nice because those aren't really earners. So very neat.
I would love. So, okay. Obviously, LSU's basketball team has been huge in NIL. Caitlin Clark, you can't go a day without seeing her somewhere in the news. The more that these women are getting hyped up, and, you know, maybe people are starting to see, and maybe they can find the next Caitlin Clark. So you'll start seeing more NIL dollars, not necessarily go to them because, you know, they're already at the top, right? You're going to be competing with State Farm dollars, who has, you know, Aaron Rodgers and, Patrick Mahomes, sorry. But like, they can afford Caitlin Clark now. You can't.
Yes.
But there is someone out there, and that market's already kind of been paving. So you might find the next Caitlin Clark if you start investing your NIL dollars in some women's sports. And as you've seen, like it's doubling year over year.
I love it. News story 4, according to Hannah. Just last week, Oregon Governor Tina Kotek signed a significant NIL bill into state law affecting NCAA regulations and the Oregon Ducks. The bill enables college athletes in Oregon to earn compensation from their NIL rights. It prohibits schools from revoking scholarships or eligibility from athletes who receive NIL compensation. This legislation represents a significant shift in how college athletes can monetize their NIL, aligning with broader national trends and NIL regulation changes. The move is expected to have a significant impact on college sports in Oregon, including the operations of the University of Oregon's athletic program, particularly the Oregon Ducks. I feel like we have had stories like this every couple of weeks where states are kind of changing what they had initially said about NIL, either just like totally dialing it back or rephrasing just to make things a little bit broader and easier to communicate.
That's so interesting. I didn't know there was that trend of revoking scholarships or eligibility from athletes who have received NIL compensation. And that's always been something that like you would say an athlete can choose to give it up, you know, if they're already making that money for the next person can have that opportunity. Mm-hmm. But the fact that it's being written into a state legislation.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I don't know why. I haven't heard of anything like that.
No, that's an interesting little addition.
Yeah.
Good find, Hannah.
Great find. Wow. Fact five from Hannah Whitehead. Last week on March 27th, Gonzaga University announced their newest innovative NIL fundraiser, Zags Collective Match Madness, which aims to support student athletes through the name, image, and likeness deals. This initiative encourages fans and supporters to donate funds, which are then matched by local businesses partnering with Gonzaga athletes. These donations directly benefit student athletes by providing additional income opportunities beyond traditional athletic scholarships. The fundraiser is a response to the evolving landscape of college sports and aims to empower student athletes to capitalize on their NIL rights. It showcases the university's commitment to adapting to the changing dynamics of college athletics while also supporting its student athletes. The success of this fundraiser highlights the potential for creative approaches to leveraging NIL opportunities to benefit both athletes and their institutions.
I do really like it when we highlight how collectives are getting creative, bringing the community together, supporting athletes. I think that's really neat.
Yeah, it's so new still. Like, there's a limitless. It is a wild, wild west out there.
It is the wild.
Get creative. Make
wild,
some money.
Wild west.
Like, hype up your fans.
Yes.
The athletes are doing it. You know, collectives got to do it too.
Absolutely. Okay. Should we wrap it up and go to the Nillies?
All right. Yeah, that's the news and facts. Time for the Nillies.
Okay. I'll do the first deal.
Lead us off.
I'm really excited about this. So, Raid. Like, Raid. It's so good. Okay, so.
Like the bug raid?
Like the bug spray.
Oh, wow.
Has NIL deal with two different players, Jeremy Roach from Duke basketball and Duraine Littlepage Bugs from Baylor, have partnered with the bug spray. They've signed NIL deals with these two players for a classic play on words advertising appeal. It's so cute.
I love it.
I'm so excited. It's genius. Bugs.
And little page bugs and roach.
I love it. Anyway, that's the deal. I can't wait to see like all the ads that come out of this.
Oh, that's really good. That's really good. Okay. Angel Reese has partnered with Goldman Sachs as an advocate for their 1 million Black Women campaign, which addresses the gender and racial biases Black women have faced for generations and provides a platform for their voices to be heard, especially in regards to Washington policymakers. This initiative commits $10 billion direct investment capital and $100 million in philanthropic support of these issues. This is also Reese's first advocacy-focused deal. And wow, that's a lot of money.
That's really cool. I really like that. That's good.
That is next level NIL right there. I mean,
yes.
we're not repping t-shirts anymore.
No.
No, we're like making policies.
Yes.
And that's
wow.
To 10 come.
Stars.
Oh, shout out to our friend in Kentucky.
Oh my gosh. So we, just to tease this, we're going to be doing an interview during April about this. But if y'all remember Creative Caddy that we interviewed a year and a half ago now, does the best commercials in Kentucky. They've done some really creative NIL deals and just some other campaigns in general. And we're speaking with Clay Dowerson from Creative Caddy again. We're going to have him on the podcast later this month. And it's so funny.
It's hysterical. It's my favorite. I really like the horse one.
It's really good. This is a rap by the Kentucky Water Boys. It's so good. So we're going to talk to him about that. That's coming up, but that'll be great. Okay, so let's take it out.
Yeah, so thank you all for listening today. If you'd like to learn more about Victify's platform, visit nilly.io or frameworknil.com. And if you'd like to learn more about our framework compliance platform and financial literacy courses, visit victify.com. If you'd like more of our favorite recent Nillies from across the country, follow us on social media.
Yes, we're always posting new Nillies. You can follow us on Name, Image, Likeness Podcast on Instagram. And please remember to rate and review the podcast. We'll see y'all in 2 weeks.
Kentucky Water Boys.
Name, Image, Likeness is part of the Palm Tree Podco network of podcasts. The show is produced and edited by Anthony Palmer. Thanks to the team at Victory 5 for creating content for this week's episode.